Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Babli, Daf Ayin Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and it's four lines before the second Mishnah with the words, My Taimer to Yehuda. My Taimer to Yehuda, Mipnei Ha'eres Hanosan Ben Hanakovim. What is Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? It's due to the venom in the holes in his teeth. The one who brought the snake to bite him is as if he injected the venom into the victim. What's the Rabbanon's reasoning? They hold that the venom is not in the holes until the snake vomits it to there. The person merely calls the snake to poison the victim. And we come now to the next Mishnah. If Reuben hit Shimon with his fist or a rock, and they assessed that Shimon will probably die, and Shimon improved, and then worsened and died, Reuben is liable. Reuben exempts due to raglam adover, which means grounds to say so. The Gemara says, Kini masnisa, Reuben Nechemia poiteh v'chachom mechayvim shoraglam adover. The Gemara explains that our mission means that Reuben Nechemia exempts and Chachom obligates due to raglam adover, means that he hit him hard enough to kill him. Rabbanan amrin, shnei amudim rabim, Al oimed echad v'nechemia oimed ha'imtsoi rabal shneim. Rabbanan hold that two assessments, the first and now we say that he died, outweigh one assessment. Rabbanan Nechemia holds that the middle assessment outweighs both of them. In my time of Rabbanan Nechemia, in Yochum v'salech b'chutz v'mishantoi, v'nekeh ha'makeh, v'chi alsa al daitcha shehe ze mahalech b'shuk v'alei nerek al yonov, el hafilu meis ba'amidah ha'vishayina pato. Rabbi Nechemia learns from the Pasuk, and it's in Shemais Perek Chofanos Pasuk Yud Tes, if he gets up and walks about outside on his support, the assailant shall be cleared. Meaning, would we think that the victim walks in the market and the assailant is killed? Rather, even if he died according to the first assessment, if he improved and later died, Reuben is exempt. Matamid Rabbonin v'lo yamus v'nafal ha'mishkav v'chi einan v'yoidim shim lo yamus v'nafal ha'mishkav. And Rabbanan learned from the earlier Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Ches, where it says, and if he does not die but is confined to his bed, do we not know that if he did not die he was confined to his bed, why would Torah need to write both? Well, this is when they did not evaluate him to death. Im b'shalayam du l'misa, b'dar k'siv, v'myokum v'salich b'chutz, am v'shantoy, v'leke ha'makeh, if they did not evaluate him for death, does it say about this, if he will get up and walk outside on his support, and the sin will be cleared, which implies that if he did not recover, he is liable. Rather, they evaluated him for death. If they evaluated him for death, would it say in Pasuk Yud Tes, he should give only payment for his enforced idleness, and he should provide for his cure. Though there was no estimation for money. Rabbi Hillel b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish chidush mikra hu fiyitin. Rabbi Hillel, quoting Rabbi Lakish, answered that the Torah was mechadish that he pays. Rabbi Hillel b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, which is a oimed shel toros haisa. Rabbi Hillel, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, gave a different answer. The evaluation was mistaken. My mask me bein ehain. What's the difference between these two opinions? Hekem Mashahai Rachakach Hichbid Umeis. That should be the Gersa. He improved from how he was and afterwards got worse and died. Manda Machidush Mikra Hu Shiyitain Nasan Nasan. The one who says that it was a Chidush of the Pasuk that if he improves, he pays. If he paid, he paid, and he did not get back his money when the victim died. It's not clear according to the opinion that the evaluation was mistaken. A second answer is, if he didn't pay, must he pay? According to the opinion that the evaluation was mistaken, if he didn't pay, we don't tell him to pay, because now we say that the first evaluation was correct. According to the opinion that it's a chiddush, it's not clear. If he paid after he recovered and after he died, did he take back what he paid from the heirs? The answer is, the Brisa supports this opinion, and the Brisa supports that opinion. Masnif Masai of Yosi ben Chanina, Amdu, you should say, Lemisa, V'chai, Me'im Masai, Moinin Loi, V'chulei, V'shar V'shoina. That's the correct Yisra. When he was support for Yosef ben Hanina from Abiathar, if they estimated that he will die and he lived, from when do we count for him days that he cannot work while ill to calculate Shabbos? It's from the beginning when he hit him. Hadamah Aimed Shal Tov Haifa the intema chidush mikrahu yiten mishar shisheakel. So we can infer that the evaluation was a mistake. If you'll say that it's a chidush of the pasuk, he should pay Shabbos from when he recovered. Masnisa Masailo Shimon ben Nokish Amdu Shisei Lechaim Umeis Moniloiv Mishar Sheyechbid Aval Kedim Zeh Noisen. We have a support for Reish Lakish from another advisor. If they estimated that he will live and he died, from when do we count him to stop giving Shabbos? It's from when he got sicker and we expected him to die. However, before this, he gives. I should say, Hada Amma Chidush Mikra Hu Sheyitein V'imtema Oimed Shel Toros, she said, "Gam mikoidem ena noisen daha igla mafia da oimed b'toros haya." We can infer that it's a chiddush of the pasuk that he pays. If you will say that the evaluation was mistaken, also before he worsened, he shouldn't pay, because it's revealed retroactively that the evaluation was mistaken. From the beginning, he was destined to die from the blow. Hiko al yadoi b'tzavas ama asay in mekata yadei chai hu marsh yitain demei hayad. The Gemara says if he hit him on his hand and it swelled, and the doctor said that if he cuts off his hand, he'll live, does he pay the value of his hand? Nishmanim al-Hador, she said, V'chi yinotza anoshim, v'chi yiribun anoshim, hi muivahi matzavas. Mata malema ki yinotzu, ki yiribun, ki yiribun, ki yinotzu. The answer is we learn from the following b'aisa. Pasuk says in Shemaisim pechof alef pasuk chof beis, v'chi yinotzu, and should men quarrel. And in pasuk Yud Ches, it says, which also means if men will quarrel. Meriva seems to be the same as Matzoth, which is fighting. Why does it say in the Torah, Ki Yenatsu? This is the same as Ki Yerivun. Why does it say Ki Yerivun? It's the same as Ki Yenatsu. Both Psukim teach that if the victim died, he doesn't pay. Ela Litain, Hamiskavin, Al Shein Hamiskavin, Ves Shein Hamiskavin, Al Miskavin. Rather, it gives the law of Ki Yerivun, means one who intends to. Kiyanatsu means one who does not intend to kill the victim, rather someone else, and the law of one who does not intend to one who intends. Niche es ha-miskaven la she'en ha-miskaven, ve'es she'en ha-miskaven on ha-miskaven, im she'en ha-miskaven hu mischaev le'kol shekein on ha-miskaven. The Gemara also granted the law of one who intends to one who does not intend, teaches that we kill the murderer even though he intended to kill someone else other than the victim. However, the law of one who does not intend to one who intends, if one who does not intend is liable, all the more so one who intends. Why does it need to be taught? Ela kine hiko al yadoi mitzavas ama asye en mekate yadei chai hu mao shi yiten demei hayad kamadat ama mao tamam chidush mikra hu shi yiten demei ha'uba shi say vaka chidush mikra hu shi yiten demei hayad. The answer is rather, he hit him on his hand and it swelled, and the doctor says that if he cuts off his hand, he will live. Does he pay the value of the hand? Just like you say there that the Torah was mechadish that he pays the value of the fetus, so the Torah was mechadish here that he pays the value of the hand. In Yitzhak, you say, Omer amdu lechayim umeis derech hachayim lamus nikim tichviv rak shiftei yiten v'apo yirapei chayev liten loy shebeth v'ripui. Yitzhak says, if they estimated he will live and he died, since it's the way of the living to die, since it says in Pasuk, Yotes, he should give only payment for his enforced idleness, he should provide for his cure. He pays Sheves and Ripri even though he died, since the Torah said to pay even though everyone eventually dies. Rav Yitzhak Shal Amdu Lamisa Vachaya Veinder Chamisim Lachayos. Rav Yitzhak asked, if they estimated he will die and he lived, it's not the way of the dead to live again, why should he pay Sheves and Ripri? The estimation was that he does not pay money. Mekirin Tichsiv Rak Shiftoi Yiten Vapayu Rapay Chayv Liten Loi Sheves Ripri. But the answer is, since it says in the Pasuk that he should pay these two things, Sheves and Ripri, therefore he must pay Sheres and Ripoy even in this case.